Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in this evening. We are so excited about all that God is doing in and through New Season Ministries, which we will share some things that actually transpired over the last 2 weekends. God is just moving, as we shared, and we are just abundantly excited. But before we begin, I'd like to go ahead and usher in as we do the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and then Pastor Jasper is going to bring us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we'll go ahead and get started with tonight's Bible study and program. Hallelujah. And we thank God again for his presence, and we thank God for you, and especially you tuning in. Listen to a song of praise, praise the Lord, as the Word of God, we're talking to Thompson Community Singers, share with us a song, Lord, We Are Available to You. Listen and be blessed.
To show him your love.
Praise God, praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to bring forth your word, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your people on this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct our path, Father, Lord. We pray for your holy name to be done, Father, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your divine alignment into our life, Father. Thank you for the divine assignment you have given to your Lord. Thank you for this divine connection that we have with one another, Father, Lord, to bring them to true unity of the body of Christ, true unity of the church, true unity of the love for one another, Father, Lord. Let thine will be done, Father, Lord. We pray for one another. Pray for health, strength, and healing of our mind, body, spirit. And we come together, Lord, to praise you, to worship you, Lord, and to study that holy word, Father. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do, what you've already done, and what you continue to do in our life, Father, for your manifestation of your word, for the manifestation of your truth, for the manifestation of your power in our life on this hour, Father. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this time and opportunity to come before your throne of grace, Father, with an open heart, open mind to receive on this day. Thank you, Lord. Let thine will be done. To your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We give God all the glory. Lord, yes, indeed, we are available to you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise as we come before you, Lord God, as empty cups, Lord God, before a full fountain, Heavenly Father, asking you, Lord God, to just fill us up with your anointing, fill us up with your power, fill us up, Lord God, with love, fill us up, Lord God, that we will be able to go forth, Lord God, and do the work that you have called for us to do, this kingdom work, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we are available to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this evening, for the opportunity, as Pastor Jasper shared, to come together in the study and in the sharing of your all-powerful, all-sustaining word. Thank you, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that, Lord, that none of me, Father, but all of you, as you have deposited your word within me, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you allow me to speak forth your word, Lord, with clarity, with understanding, without reservation, without hesitation. Lord God, allow your word to go forth tonight and accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Prepare the hearts and minds and spirits, Lord God, of your people to be able to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the masses in this season, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you the honor and the glory. And it's in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We thank you again for tuning in. The Lord has deposited within me a word that I would love to share with you tonight. And for a title, if you have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready, the title of tonight, A New Thing in This New Season. A New Thing in This New Season. I shared it on yesterday with our Sunday and our local group. I just pray that you will be able to, Lord, as the Lord opens your hearts and minds, to be able to receive this word, because it is a now and a relevant, a now word, a relevant word that the Holy Spirit is knocking on the doors of our hearts to be able to receive. A new thing in this new season. And there are going to be three aspects that we talk about tonight in the process of a new thing in a new season, and that is the priming and the pruning and preparation for the promise. Oh, yes, the priming, the pruning, in preparation for the promise. You see, last weekend, two Sundays ago, we and Ordination Service and New Season Ministries experienced a divine transformation. If you were a part of that service, and I'm not just saying this in any ways boastful. Hear me when I say this. I'm saying this in recognition of what our Heavenly Father has done. If you are a part of that service and you did not need their touch by the power of Almighty God, something's wrong. Something's wrong. You need to come back. You need to be able to go before the presence of God and allow him to do some work within your heart. Because I'm telling you that those that I spoke with, and I know my own self, how God propelled this ministry through that service into its next dimension. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. There was a shift in our ministry structure. As in obedience to God's command, we licensed and ordained our associate pastor, Gretchen Manley, as Elder Hilton Britt, and installed Pastor Jasper as executive pastor, and likewise, I was installed as senior pastor of New Season Ministries because God is doing a new thing, and he is restructuring in preparation for what he has for this ministry to do. And even if you are on this line tonight, and anyone that's connected with this ministry, even if it is through simple prayer, God has a work for us to do. And we are serious about this work. You see, I came to share with you this evening that God indeed is doing a new thing in new season. And as Psalms 118 and 23 shared, this is the Lord's doing, not my doing, not Pastor Jasper's doing, not Elder Hilton Britt's doing, not Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley's doing, not Mother Pat's doing. God is doing a new thing. Oh, yes, he is.
Amen.
In New Season Ministries, and it is marvelous. Oh, yes, it is in our eyes.
Amen.
These new ministers, ordained and licensed during the service, they are on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, they are. They have a boldness and a courage in their spirit that God has ignited and indicates that indicates that they are ready. Oh, yes, they are, to take their rightful place within New Season Ministries and the kingdom of God in this new dimension. Well, anytime God individually or even collectively through your own life or even in the life of the ministry brings you into a new dimension, my brother and my sister, it requires process. There's a process. Evening, I want to talk with you about three stages that you often encounter as God equips you to carry out the task during this new season. You see, there is the pruning and the priming, and then there is preparation before you see the promise. I'm going to repeat that again. There is pruning, there is priming, and then there is preparation before you see the promise. You see, let's talk a bit about pruning process. Let's talk about the pruning process. You see, any time that God has a task or an undertaking for you to do or a task at hand, there is a selection process that you must go through. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? There is a selection process at hand. This was very evident. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Judges chapter 7. Amen, amen. Judges chapter 7. You see, in Judges chapter 7, God is preparing Gideon to gather together his army to wage war against the Midianites. We're talking about Joshua chapter 7. And in this chapter, you know, I find it, I'm sorry, Judges. Did I say Joshua? Judges chapter 7. Judges chapter 7. And in this chapter, I find it very, very interesting that as God is preparing Gideon for war, the number of soldiers in the army, God is calling for a decrease. You see, God does things that's different from the way man does things. If you are those that may be on the line that have a background in the military, whether it's the Army, the Navy, the Marines, or, you know, Air Force, anytime that men are being equipped for war, then there are those that look to increase the number of soldiers that they're preparing. And even, we thank God we haven't seen it lately, but to increase, if there's not a number of enlisted men already, the United States will implement the draft. That means they will begin to bring in more and more to get prepared, to ensure that they have a set number, an increase in the number of soldiers, and that will give them an increase in the number of military hands and power for their army to be able to go forth into war. But see, hear me when I tell you that God is different than man. And so instead of increasing the number of soldiers and the size of the army, God said to Gideon in verse 2 of this chapter, Judges chapter 7, he said that the people are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. The people are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hands have saved me. In other words, God said it was too many because he did not want Israel's power of saying, you know, we got 32,000 men here. Of course, we're going to go forth and we can take the Midianites. No, that's boasting in and of themselves. So God said it's too many. So he gave Gideon the command in verse 3 that says, for those that are fearful and afraid. See, those that are fearful and afraid, if you are called to do a work for the Lord, and especially in this season, you need to be bold. You need to be courageous. We got some bold men and women and courageous men and women that's a part of New Season Ministries, praise God, that don't mind going out in front of an army where the power of God, carrying with them the power of God, And knowing that as long as God be for you, no man can be against you. Hallelujah. And so God is not looking. In this chapter, it says those that are fearful and afraid, he's not looking for scaredy cats. He's not looking for scaredy cats. He's looking for those that are able to boldly go forth in the spirit of Joshua and Caleb and those for this season.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. And so sometimes God has to do a cutback in order for us to be able to move forward. Gideon, he cut down from 32,000 down to 22,000. And then he cut down from 22,000 down that remained 10,000 soldiers. But guess what? 10,000 was still too many. 10,000 was still too many. You see, God doing a new thing. Oh, yes. And then in verse 4, declares, in verse 4, it declares the Lord saying, the people are yet still too many at 10,000. So the Lord told Gideon, he said, take them down to the water. Let's go. Let's take them down to the water, and I will try them. You see, the Lord God said he would try them. Don't you notice he didn't say that Gideon would try them. He said, I would try them. In other words, God said, I'm going to put them to the test. I will see this. Also, I want to just send out and at this portion of the message a word of encouragement to my fellow pastors. You see, this is an opportunity for me to be able to send you out a clarion call from the Lord and from the Holy Spirit to let you know that sometimes when there is a decrease in membership, or sometimes when you have those that may have away from this particular ministry, hear me when I tell you, fellow pastors, hear me when I tell you this. It's not always a bad thing. Oh, no, it's not when this happens. No, because everybody can't go with you where God is trying to send you. Sometimes God does a pruning process. You know, just like when you have trees and you have shrubbery, sometimes it's necessary to do a cutback so that they can begin to flourish. So, see, this is what is going on. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This is what sometimes God does, and it's going that he will begin to implement this. Be not weary in well-doing. Also, you got to trust God and trust the process. You got to trust God and trust him in the process, no matter what it might look like. You got to trust God and trust him in the process. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 1, you see, sometimes God, he has to prune back in order to remove weightiness. He has to prune back in order to remove weightiness. Sometimes there's dead weight, and guess what? You can't move forward. You can't run carrying excess weight. Ah, God is freeing you up to run. Hebrews 12 and 1 says it like this. It says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, that you need to let us lay aside what? He said, lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run. How? Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Or it may be the decrease, or it may be that the decrease is a part of God's divine pruning process. It may be that the decrease is a part process in order that you can move forward. You see, as it was with Gideon, even with the 10,000 that remained, God still said that the army was too many. God told Gideon that he would make the selection. God himself would make the selection of those who would go with Gideon and those who would not. God himself, when you turn your ministry over to the Lord, pastors, when you turn your life over to the Lord, individual, God himself begins, if you find that there are people that are moving out of your life, maybe again, it's not to be something that, and I'm not going to tell you sometimes the process, the pruning process can also be somewhat painful. Sometimes it can be somewhat hurtful because you have those that are a part of your life. And then God, when he begins to prune and remove and shift, it's not always the most comfortable thing. But you have to be able to trust our Heavenly Father. The Word of God tells us that God works all things, not some things, but he works all things together for the good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So you see, as God was fine-tuning and doing some pruning in Gideon's army, he called Gideon to bring them down to the water and to the Harod stream and at the foot of Mount Gilboa in northern Israel. And this was where God tested Gideon's soldiers. And when you read the story, you'll see that God, he decreased Gideon's army from 32,000 down to 300 elite soldiers. You know, I'd rather go into battle with 300 committed soldiers, 300 committed Christians, 300 committed men and women who trust God, rather than 32,000 who are fearful and wavering and unsure. You see, so no matter what it might look like, we are called to trust God and endure the process, to stand strong even amidst difficulty. So do not be distracted by the challenges at hand. There are challenges that are going to come. There will be challenges that will come in your life individually as a Christian and as a believer. There will be challenges when you commit to do the work and the will of God. There will be challenges and difficulties that will come. The Lord said in his word that they would come, but don't allow them to be a distraction. Stay focused. This is a season where we must stay focused on what God has called us to. There is a sense of urgency. There is a sense of urgency because Jesus Christ is soon to return again. This is not playtime. You heard me minister once before that recess is over. This is not playtime. You must be serious about the things of God. You see, scripture teaches that God will allow your enemies. Don't worry and fret about your enemies, because scripture teaches that God will allow your enemies to become your footstool. And then God will even use that same footstool for you to step on it and allow it to raise you above your enemies and catapult you into the new dimension that God has set aside. Oh, Philippians 1:6 says it like this. It says about making sure to finish the work. God's going to finish the work. All the work that he has started within you, I promise you, God's going to finish the work. It says in Philippians 1:6, being confident, being assured of this that you may be what? Perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We're talking about the pruning process. And then once you go through the pruning process, then there is the priming. Oh, what's it talking about, Pastor Constance? I'm glad to ask that question. One definition for prime is to make ready for use or action, or to prepare for the situation or task at hand. You see, God is preparing you individually in this new season. God is preparing new season ministries collectively in this new season for the task ahead. As a ministry and as an individual, you have and we have an assignment that cannot be fulfilled without God. As it says in the psalm, oh, he's preparing me for something that I can't handle right now. Oh, he's making me ready just because he cares for me. He's providing us with what we need to carry out the next matter in our life. Oh, God is preparing us. He's preparing us because why? He cares for us. He's maturing us. He's rearranging us. He's preparing us, and he's training and tuning and purging and pruning us to get us ready. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we got a work to do. Sometimes the priming process, hear with me when I tell you this, sometimes the priming process requires a stripping away of the old in order to bring forth the new. Any good painter can tell you that no matter the quality of the paint, in order for it to last, the surface must be primed and it must be prepared to receive that which is new. Priming actually enhances the quality of your paint. The process requires that you clean the surface. Oh, to minimize any imperfections, once you allow the Holy Spirit to come in and begin to clean and clean up your heart, to change your heart, to be able to clean up as only he can, to minimize any and alleviate any imperfections. The Word of God tells us that, oh yes, he can take that the scarlet and make that which is red, huh? He can make you white as snow. Oh yes, he will. He can clean up any imperfections in your life. And as a part of the priming process, it says that also too, as he's minimizing and cleaning up any imperfections, that the priming process, then you can take the wood, and there is a filler, wood filler, to repair any cracks and repair any knots and repair any holes. And God uses his Holy Spirit to repair any wounds, any hurts that you may have had. Lay them at his feet. Lay them at his feet as you go through this priming process. The Word of God tells us that a contrite heart, yes, Lord, a contrite heart, he will not despise. God understands. He understands. He understands us. He understands you. We thank God. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ himself, he's God that has not, he's not a God that has not been touched by our infirmity. He knows, he understands. And then in the priming process, it says, and then after there has been preparation to remove the imperfections and wood filler to be able to repair the cracks and the knots and the holes, and then you sand, then a part of the priming process is the sand
multiplied. And then once the sanding takes place, you can imagine if it's a piece of wood that as you're sanding and the imperfections and the smoothness is being placed, it can be, as I shared, even in the pruning process, the priming process can also be a bit uncomfortable. But all you got to do, even in the midst of you feeling somewhat uncomfortable, even in the midst of you feeling like, Lord, what's going on? What's happening? How is this occurring? You remember what I shared with you back here several Mondays back when I talked about grabbing hold in the midst of difficulties and storms, grabbing hold to an anchor scripture that allows you to be unmovable even in the midst of the storm. And so one of the anchor scriptures that you grab hold to when you begin to not understand and feel a little uncomfortable during the priming process, the word of God says that you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him, and I promise you he'll direct your path. God does not. Oh, yes, and during this pruning and priming process, you see, God does not desire to put new wine into old wineskins. That's why he's doing a new thing. Luke 5:37-39 says it like this. It says, that's why we must go through the process in order that we as the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped. We got to be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:17. We're talking about the pruning. We're talking about the priming in order to prepare us for the promise. Because I promise you, oh, the word of God tells us, be not weary in well-doing, because you are going to reap. The promise is coming. The reward is coming. You're going to reap if you faint not. First the pruning, and then the priming, and then there's the manifestation after of the promise. You see, then he said, everything that I told you while I was with you, says the Lord, comes to this. All things written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms have to be fulfilled. It's a prophetic word. The word of God has got to be fulfilled. The word promise appears, do you know, more than 30,000 times, some count it, and more than 30,000 times in the word of God. But guess what? Even though it appears more than 30,000 times, that tells you, because the word of God says every one of them. See, some of those, we might not even be able to count the number of promises in the scripture and in the word of God. But one thing I can tell you about God's promise that's unlike man, God is faithful to every one of those promises. Oh, yes, he is faithful to every one of those promises. The word of God tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word, it will never fail. So see, while we probably can't determine the exact number of promises contained in the scripture, we can agree with what King Solomon said in his temple in the dedication prayer concerning the validity of the promises of God. He said this in 1 Kings 8:56. He said, praise be to the Lord. No one word, no, not one word has failed of all the good promises that God gave even to his servant Moses. Not one word has fallen along the wayside of all the promises that God has given to us. So what do? Even in the midst of the pruning and even in the midst of the priming, as God prepares us for the promises, as the elders say, you hold on to God's unchanging hand. But because I promise you, he will never fail you. So no matter how many promises of God are in the Bible, we know that God is faithful. And I assure you in closing that he will fulfill everything. God's word never fails. No matter how long, no matter what it looks like, no matter how difficult the task, no matter the limitation of your resources, no matter how old you are or how young you may be, God is always faithful to his word. Remember, nothing is impossible for God. He's not limited by man's natural resources. He has no limitations based upon men. We pray and ask as the prayer and the Lord's prayer said, Lord Jesus, Almighty God, let your will be done here in this earth as it is done in heaven. God's promises. God is faithful. Endure the priming. Endure the pruning. It is simply a preparation for the promise that lies ahead. I pray that this word has been a blessing for you. Just remember that if God has said it, that settles it. And you can trust God to bring it to pass. To God be all the glory.
Amen, amen. Praise be unto God. Thank God for Pastor Constance White here for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. A new thing in this new season. What a word, what a word. Amen. A powerful word of God. Amen. You get all the glory to God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for God taking and pruning and priming and preparing us. Pray God. Amen. Tried, tested, and true. Amen. Don't you try to get out of you. Tried, tested, and true. Amen. The true spirit, the true saints of God. You show forth. Show forth. Amen. Amen. Praise God for your preparation in our life. Amen. We learn to trust God even more so from day to day because it all works together for your good. To learn to trust God more and more. Because God has great expectation for your life. Amen. He wants to bring greatness out of you greatness into you. Amen.
Yes.
And do what he's trying to do. He wants to get that greatness out of you for the things of God, for the things of Christ. Praise God. Because you are great. Because you are part of him. And he are part of you. Amen. You thank God for one with God. You bring forth that time-minded, powerful word. Amen. And it's something that goes on for we change from glory to glory. Amen. It's a daily walk. Praise God. So we walk by faith. And we change from day to day. Amen. So that's a powerful word that we need on this hour to push into the greater dimension God has for our life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have a few more minutes left into the broadcast. If you have a comment or you'd like to share your thoughts on this word that went forth tonight, praise God, a new thing in this new season, the priming and pruning. In preparation for the promise, we love to hear from you. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up, hallelujah, tonight. Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. We love to hear from you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Mother Pat, just one moment. Hallelujah. Mother Pat, go right ahead. Good evening. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Good evening to you all. That was a good word, a good word. And as I was listening to you, you were saying about pruning. And in my vision, you know how I have imagination, okay? And
all right
in my
now.
Vision, I seen like a bush was being cut off, all the little bad parts of that bush. And in a few weeks, there was new sprouts. Was coming on that new leaves, pretty and green,
yes.
and that's what God is doing. He is
pruning
all the stuff that we need to get out in order for us to flourish the way he wants us to flourish. He wants us to grow in him.
Yes.
And I want to say this too. As you continue to be faithful in the things that God has given you to do, and I'm talking about new season ministry, we have a mandate upon our lives in this new season that God is bringing us into. A generation, we say, was lost, but God is calling us to go out and reach that generation. New season is needed to reach that generation that everybody say, oh, they so lost. Even I say they was lost because they was unchurched. Mm. But now God is showing me a different thing. I begin to see inklings of what he's doing in this generation that we thought was lost. And that they are the ones that's going to usher us in to the coming of Christ. So
I
continue to say, go fishing. Go fishing. Cause them to come in. And no matter what they look like, smell like, act like, that love that God has put in the body of Christ, that love that hides a multitude of faults and sins, that love that we have, that God, that agape love God put in us, going to win them into the kingdom. And you're talking about 10,000 was too much, and he had to prune them down. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They are coming in. They're going to come in. And a lot of times God has to prune the bad branches so that the green branches, the good green, will come out on that branch and flourish, with flourish. So I say to you all, keep the faith. Don't give up.
Yeah.
And like they say, the prize is on the way. And
Amen.
That prize is getting souls saved for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
That's God's heartbeat. Because can you just imagine what his son went through? Every time I think about it, what his son went through for us to get saved and be saved.
Yes.
We got to look at it that way. That he did it for us. And he commissioned us to go out and be disciples, to bring others in. And I'm praying right, Father, in the name of Jesus, abundance of souls to come in. It's going to be so many souls that need to come in. And we thank God that new season door is open and the leadership arms are open to receive them, to receive the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's all I want to say. Pruning.
Amen.
Pruning. Brings growth. It brings growth.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Mother Pat. Thank you for those prophetic words. We receive those. We receive them as a ministry. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And to know that you are right, information with what God has already shared in this season, how God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. The word of God says, and your sons and your daughters, the young people, oh yes, they shall prophesy. Old men, it says, dream dreams, and young men see visions. Don't be weary if your parents, when your young people look like God's doing something, God's working a work within them. Just allow God to have his perfect work. Allow God to have his perfect work. Praise God, Minister Manley, Associate Pastor Manley. How you doing tonight? Praise God.
Good evening. Praise God to the highest, giving honor to God and to my pastor, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being just available to the people of God this evening. And that word, my God, Lord, have mercy, that just struck a chord, stirred up the spirit in me, and I know it's stirring up the spirit in all those out there listening tonight because God wants us to stop being afraid of what it looks like, stop being afraid of Maybe you tried it one time before and it's not working, or people have discouraged you, or you're discouraged by what you see. God is saying he is doing a new thing. He is doing a new season, and whatever didn't work the last time, this time it's going to work. This time God is going to get the glory, and you're going to receive and to see what God has for you in your life. Don't give up. Don't give out.
That's right.
And whatever you do, don't deny what God is doing in your life today and tonight. And I just thank you so much, Lord. I'm just with bated breath, I wait to see all the wonderful things that God is going to do to bring to this ministry and to bring to the kingdom of God, because he is truly calling his children towards him, calling those to come forward and to live with him and to love him and to see the glory that is about to be shown in this world, that all the things God has done. And like Mother Pat was talking about, the children, those who are out there, I know there's a lot of discouragement in the body of Christ. We're talking about Christians who are discouraged in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
They have children, they have brothers, they have sisters, they have aunties, they have uncles, they have mothers who are far from God. But God says, do not be discouraged. Do not give
That's
up.
Right.
Don't you dare faint, because the time is coming when God is going to do a new thing. God is bringing all things together. God is doing a new thing in this world. God is showing himself to those who do not believe. Hallelujah. And so we just got to keep on pressing, got to keep on loving.
Yes,
and I'm going to be right there with you, and I'm going to be right here praying, and I'm going to stay on my knees. And I know those who are out there in the body of Christ, keep on praying, keep on loving, keep on preaching, keep on praying for the body of Christ, because God is doing a new thing, and we're going to see in this day the new things that God has for us. God bless you all. I love you all. And greetings from Lake Charles. Love y'all.
Love you. Love you. Thank you, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. We love you and thank God for you. Thank God for sharing those prophetic words as well, and words of encouragement. We receive them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Call us 3258. Hallelujah. Talk with us tonight. We're listening. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, please.
I be the glory. I was just calling to let you know that I ate that word and I digested that word, and that word was like ASAP on me, on the places I need to be encouraged in, and it made my eyes open up as enlightened, and I enjoy the prophetic word that you taught to us tonight, and I thank God for the witnesses of Mother Pat and Elder Manning for adding some more frosting to the cake in a worldly term, but saying that letting us know that even though it gets rough, and even though we may not understand all things, God is not through with us yet. Said it in your word that it's not. It doesn't matter about your age. It doesn't matter about how long you've been in the works of Christ, or how long you've been around Jesus. It's not over until he says over. So I want to say thank you, Pastor Constant and Pastor Jasper. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. God bless you, Elder Green. Elder Green, thank you so much for those encouraging words. That's right. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. And that's a word for all of us. Praise God. We thank you, Elder Green. Praise God. Ah, Elder Hilton Britt, we coming at you. It's Stinson 4848. Praise God. Hello there, my brother. God bless you this evening.
We just pray, God, for you all, Pastors Jasper, Pastor Constance, for leading us in this process, this divine process that the Lord himself is perfecting us through the process, and that we will get our purposing to go through the priming, go through the pruning, that we might possess the promise. And we know that through this process, God will perfect us to do a work that will be exceedingly and abundantly above anything that any of us are expecting, because he is doing a great work in us. And as we look at Gideon, when the Lord called him, He was the least, the scriptures say, in his household. He didn't consider himself to be a champion for the cause of the God of Israel. But the Lord worked. He did a process through Gideon. And through that man, a mighty work was wrought in the name of in the name of his God. And in the name of Jesus, we know that the Lord is going to do a mighty thing to and through each of us for the glory of God. We give glory and honor to God, and we thank you all, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Constance, for your faithfulness to the Lord. It encourages us to be made faithful. Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, yes, for those prophetic and encouraging words. Amen. Yes, Gideon was, he was one that was the least. But God, God, you see, again, God doesn't, he doesn't look at what man sees on the outside. He looks at the heart. And, oh, yes, God can take you from the least to make you the greatest. Oh, yes, he can. Those that are the servants, the word of God says those that are his servants, the servants of God, they are the greater ones. They are the greater ones, those that are called, that are servants and laborers. Oh, don't be weary in well-doing. Oh, my God, my God. We just give God all the praise. Thank you. I'm not going to preach any further tonight. Praise God. Oh, you all, you all got to stir it up here tonight. I just thank God for the Holy. I thank God for everything that he is doing. Yes, I do. And I can see. Oh, God has such, oh, my brothers and sisters, don't get tired. Don't get weary, because God is doing this new thing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. All we got to do is continue just to trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Oh, and be not weary. Oh, yes, praise God. Is there another tonight? Thank God for Mother Patty, Minister Manley, and Elder Green, and Elder Hilton Britt tonight, and sharing those prophetic words and comments. If you have, there is another tonight, go ahead and press one on your dial pad. And while we end this call and come to the culmination of this message, we will not leave the line assuming that everyone on the line is saved. You see, what we're talking about, everything that we've shared tonight, all depends upon your relationship with Jesus Christ. There is but one way to the Father, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so we would be remiss without providing the opportunity for you to get to know the Lord and Savior. We are giving you an open invitation tonight. He's standing right there with his arms open wide. You don't have to clean yourself. You don't have to try to make yourself ready. Oh, he is the one. He's the one that does the greatest cleaning, that goes in and does heart surgery and fix you up and make you ready. All you got to do is just give your life to him. I would not leave this line. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I would not leave this line tonight without receiving him and making him his acquaintance, without receiving him. It's just simply as you saying, Lord God, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. I ask you to come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you said but that simple prayer, he said even a child can understand. A little child can understand. If you said but that simple prayer and mean it, as they say, you meant it with all your heart, then we welcome you into the body of Christ. The word of God says when but one turns from a way of sin, the angels of heaven begin to rejoice. They're throwing a party on your behalf tonight. You are the guest of honor. Hallelujah. So we just give God all the praise. We thank God again for the opportunity as we've gone forth and shared his word tonight. We thank you. We went over a little bit of time, but it was worth every minute of it. Praise God. We pray that this word and the encouragement bless you. Go forth this week and have a powerful week in the Lord. Share the good news of Jesus Christ. Share with someone in this dying world that we serve a living, risen Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. We give God all the praise and honor and glory. Have a wonderfully blessed night, and to God be all the glory. We love you. Good night, and God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Yeah. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
My God. Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
I'm healed.
Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen. Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Oh,
You